podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Jeremy owns a home, but he's kind of been eyeballing other houses.
Yeah, we're toying.
And Emily and Gentleman Caller have been out looking at houses for the last couple of months. And it's interesting on Monday mornings to come in and listen to you guys start talking about what you've seen and what you found. And so this was just flat out hilarious to me. Would you guys like to describe what you discovered by accident this morning?
I don't know if I want to say where this house is.
No. If we know, then I don't need any other competition.
I don't want people jumping on it. But yeah.
But be aware that this metro area of Denver is large.
It's big, so sure. But it's down south.
Yeah, the only place Jeremy and I will live is Littleton.
Yes. So we've both kind of been, you know, on real estate websites and looking at houses and just seeing what's out there because the market's nuts right now. And this morning I was like, oh, I found one here down south. And oh, it's a 3-car garage. And there's evergreen trees, and
right,
it's kind of off the beaten path.
Store.
It's near a grocery store, and Emily's like, wait a minute.
Hey, is the name of the street blah, blah, blah? And Jeremy says, in fact, my friend, it is.
Holy cow, we're looking at the same house.
Oh, God. Oh,
nuts. I love that you guys might get into a bidding war over the same house.
Isn't that
odd? This is awkward.
Yeah, that kind
of
sucks.
It's not only awkward, it could lead to some really bad...
bad mojo
juju
here.
Going on here in the studio.
So you should probably just back out now.
Well, I already have an appointment set up to look at it on Saturday.
So. I got one today. So
what's the possibility that you guys could, like, you know, some people job share. What if you guys home shared? That
maybe.
You moved into the house. Is it large enough that you guys could move in together?
Really, we could. You guys could have the basement if you wanted.
Sure. You own guns. I would probably use those if we had to live together.
Why not? So I don't see why this couldn't work.
God, you know, there's different, like, layers of, you know, awkward. Like when you see a coworker, maybe when you're out on a date or something and it's in a different setting and you're like, oh, okay, that's kind of weird. It's my coworker.
Like when you're
over there.
A kid and you see your teacher in the grocery
exactly.
store.
Exactly. This is uncharted territory if you're going after the same house as your coworker.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea you were even still looking. So.
You know what? Yeah. And here's the funny psychology behind this, because there's a good chance that on your own, if you hadn't talked and you'd even have found out that you were looking at the same house, there's a good chance that you spent some time, both of you independently might have decided, this isn't the one. But now that you both know that the other one is interested.
It's mine.
Right.
Oh, God. It's such a good
house.
We're
moving.
It's like how some people are with, you know, members of the opposite sex or whatever. They're like, I'm not that. Until they see other people really interested in that person.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm
going to probably go in there and mark my territory somehow.
I don't think so.
You're going to go pee on everything?
I'm going to go urinate.
I know the agent is a man and I'm wearing a low cut blouse.
Oh,
so.
Dang. Dang, there is that.
So welcome to your new home, Emily.
That is the trump card, Jeremy.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.